October the 1st, 2018. From the Lucy Coleman studio in Los Angeles, California, this is PJ. Well, what is October going to be like for you? Are you looking forward to a good month, a bad month? First of the month, got to pay bills, right? The grime, we do it all the time. We have to do it. To my young millennial friends, get used to it. It's in the ballpark for the rest of your life. You get up, you go to work, you get paid, you pay bills, you go to sleep, you get up, you go to work, you pay bills, you come home, you go to sleep. In the meanwhile, you make babies, you make debt, you make success, you make friends, you procure enemies, you live. Then you grow old, and then you continue to live. Maybe in another realm, but you just keep on living. And that's what's so good about it. I was up early this morning, very early. I couldn't sleep. Woke up around 4:30. Just couldn't sleep. Thought that I'd bounce in the studio. And I was thinking about my hard drive, you know, that space that I got left on time, what I'm going to do with it, and what I'm going to allow to hold me back or to infiltrate my mind so that I won't be able to maneuver. Well, I'm going to concentrate a little bit more on righteous things. I'm not going to look at politics. I'm going to try to leave all the politics alone. As a matter of fact, I'm going to start my week this week without listening to the news at all. And I know that I'll be affected in a far better way than seeing what's going on. Man, the tsunamis hitting the Pacific and lives washed away by, oh my. It's just enough to keep you, well, I hope that you have. Let me change the music, huh? Miguel sent me some music this morning from back east. It's a number called Feel by Miles Davis from the Complete Works. So that's what you're listening to. I thought I was listening to it anyhow. Let's skip the beat here, though. Nope, don't want to hear that either. Let me say this. How do you clear your hard drive from all the things that cluttered it up? How do you stop all these pollutants from getting into your mind, from keeping you from being that smooth person that you ought to be? How do you do that? Well, I'll give you a little insight here on this October the 1st. And there was a song that we used to sing in the church on Sunday mornings for devotional time. And the deacons would start singing this song. I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Now, I know you're saying, wait a minute, John, that's kind of old-fashioned. I didn't wake up with my mind. Well, I'll tell you, that's a pretty good way to do it. If you wake up in the morning with your mind focused upon something that is totally positive, you see, because if my mind is stayed upon Christ, the healer of mankind, the lover of mankind, the one that left me hope instead of anxiety. Because I look at my day. I'm supposed to go have lunch with a friend of mine who recently is recovering from what I am recovering from. And it's very interesting as we sat down in the restaurant and try to eat healthy food and look back at our lives and think about these things. You know, how do we keep our hard drives clear of viruses, because that's what your heart is. It's a hard drive. And whatever you let focus upon your heart, it can really destroy you. I have come to realize that what I believe in is how I live, how I function, and how I share all of that good stuff with people that I come in contact with good reason and with good purpose, then my life has some real good meaning. It has very good intentions. What I mean by that is that I don't focus upon negative things. I was talking with a young friend of mine. I haven't seen Brother Benz in a long time. Just had a slight exchange a couple of days ago on Facebook, on my Facebook page, because on my Facebook page I wrote down something to this degree that I never followed the Christian belief. Hear me out. I want to clear my hard drive here. I never thought of my faith as one that everybody is going to hell but people that think like me. I think that that is very, very dangerous to think that way, because once you start thinking that way, you won't have a heart to give a loving hand, a helping hand to anyone. You would look at the people that you love the most, that you get along with better the most, and you will want to lean towards affecting their lives in a positive way. And other people you will look at as scum. I was looking last week at the news, and I saw when the tsunami hit over there in the Pacific, and I heard the people calling upon God, upon their God. I heard the frustration in the voices of the videos that was taken. I saw when the whole little bay there was just inundated with 16 feet of water coming in, just, ooh. And I heard the cries of the people. It hurt me. I often think that when major catastrophe hits the western part of the United States, in particular Los Angeles, California, Frisco, we're living on a fault. You know, we don't like to think about those things, but it's real. We're living on a fault. We can experience an earthquake here that can destroy the infrastructure here where I live, and they'll never be able to rebuild it. That's how fragile life is. And life only lasts so long. And when I think of Los Angeles, this city, under through massive earthquakes, because about 100 feet underground throughout the whole city, you'll find chaos. You'll find a rock with big cracks in it that we've put gas lines and water lines and electrical lines and plumbing and subways and trains and planes and all of that stuff down. And we call ourselves civilized because we are the intelligent people. We have colleges sprawl all throughout this city to help our youngsters get ahead, to get the degree, to go to work, to make money, to keep making babies, to keep the population going. I recall, when was it? It must have been shortly after I got out of the hospital after my surgery. My money was funny, and I went down. You know, for the first time, I had to go down and see if I qualified to get a little help, you know, from the government. You know, I worked my whole life. See if I can cash in on some of the benefits to help out a senior citizen, only to find out that with the little money that I'm making in my Social Security, I'm marginalized. But why is it that I'm not? As a matter of fact, a young man contacted me last night after I had retired and asked me, could I send him some money so that he could take a lift from one location to the next. And I told him, man, please, you kidding? And he said, well, I guess I'll try to find another way. I guess you will. It's rough all over. It's rough all over. I used to feel very poorly about myself when I couldn't help people because I've always been a people helper. But now I'm unable to be that. Sometimes I think I need people to help me. I speak with my sister often. She lives in another city. She lives in Chicago. And she tells me about her woes, especially when the winter time comes, because her biggest problem is keeping warm when it freezes over. Oh, it has to be terrible. Even though it's in the same country, America, it's a different situation altogether. I've been to Chicago 3 or 4 times and I never liked it. It's a huge city and I love big cities, but I don't like the feel of Chicago since the last time I was there, and it hadn't gotten this bad. And I recall driving from Chicago to Detroit. I had some cousins in Detroit. I wouldn't dare fly into Detroit, do anything there. A city that is gone, just to see a city deteriorate. And I got to tell you, living in Los Angeles, you've got to have money to live here. My advice, and I think it's some pretty good advice, is that if you got 2 or 3 people working and you guys got a roof over your head, try to live with each other, pay the rent or whatever it is, and try to live in peace. That's why I have my peace flag flying outside of the Lucy Coleman studio window here. Make peace. If you want your hard drive to be running easier, make peace with one another. Don't be warlike. We're too warlike with one another. How can I put it? All right, you meet somebody that doesn't like you for a particular reason. It was like, see, I don't have TV, but I love the game, football. And I was watching the highlights this morning when I got up. They have some up, and oh my, that Rams-Viking game at the Coliseum was exciting. Then I saw some snippets from the Raiders game here yesterday at Cleveland Browns, and man, you know, just a couple of the teams standing out, just great plays, great football. But I'm not going to sit down and watch 3.5 hours and then another game and then another game. I'm not going to do that. Messes up my hard drive. So think more positively about the God you worship, the God you serve. And please make sure that this God idea that you have in your mind is not some vindictive, racist type of deity that wants to shovel dirt on the faces of all other different kinds of people, other different from yourselves. That this God that you worship necessarily is a God that loves everyone. Put that on your hard drive. Try to keep it going. When somebody cuts you off in traffic, when you don't get the school supplies you think you need, when you're unable to get that class this semester and have to go another year before you take the class. Oh, how many times have I gone through that? I could have graduated, I think, a year sooner with all my degrees if they had given me my classes during the time that I wanted to take them. But unfortunately, life is not like that. No, life is not like that at all. Life in particular is not fair. Life is going to issue to you the components that keeps it interesting. Another thing I was thinking about when I got up this morning, my feet hit the floor and I said, well, Lord, another day, you're letting me live. Boy, I hope it can be positive that I have enough strength in my body to clean up around this house and get things together, stack up the bills, line up, see how many dollars I have coming in this month and whether I'll be able to make all the payments. Because, you know, the bills are right on time, aren't they? Every month, they're never late. They are never late. And I got necessities to create more bills around here. I mean, I thought I'd get one bill out the way. No, only to find that I got to take care of some other ones. Because it never ends. It remains what it is. It is what it is. That's an old saying that we used to have. It is what it is. And you can't say or do anything about the way it is. So you face it. You own up to life. You address life. You don't let life address you. You address life. And as you address life, you do it in such a way that it always brings glory to God. Now, how do you do that? I found a cut. And I think this cup speaks volumes. Listen to it. Hold on. Listen. Hold on to him. Let him lead you. Your valley is temporary. Oh, yes it is, yes it is. Now, this too shall hold on, don't let go.
Even though your heart hurts you so.
Yeah.
He'll never go out your
head. You know what? That's what keeps me excited. I don't worry about what's going to happen about tomorrow. I really don't have any power over that. I get in my little car and I'm telling you, driving in Los Angeles can be a dangerous thing, especially when you're in a little Mini Cooper and you got all those big super motor cars all around you cutting in and out.
In and out.
In and out. In and out. That's enough to really scare the heck out of you. But you got to hold on to God, because if not, you're going to lose your way, lose your focus. I think what it is my office needs a total revamping. I think that everything needs to be rewired and done like that, because I hear this interference coming through the headsets and there's something messed up somewhere. So I'm not going to keep you too long and not going to play too much more music. Want you to have a good week, a good day. And like I said, I'm not going to listen to any of the news. I'm going to clear my hard drive See, I see it coming up again. There's something. I have to rewire everything here. But it's been good, you know, just saying hello to you these few minutes. And I hope that you have a good day today, a good month of October. Something positive. Think positive about everything. As you go through the website and listen to the daily cuts and scroll further down the page, you can hear a lot of the sermons, a lot of good preaching, a lot of good solid biblical Christianity. You're not going to hear any hooping and hollering. I'm not selling anything. The only thing that I'm pushing is that he is God and he needs to be honored. And if we do not honor him, even when he responds back with nature's course in our lives, that we are to be grateful to him. Thank you so much for coming to the website. This thing is going to... You hear that in the background? It's a kind of a thing. Let me... Nah, is that better? Is that better? It's a squelch, right? Is it the squelch? It's the squelch. And that's what I have to work on. I have to work on that. And I have to find just the right pattern here on the board. And so that that everything will be perfect. That's what I'm doing. See, and I'm trying to adjust it as I do the work, and you can't do that. So that's what I'm trying to do. But thank you so much for coming to my site today, and I'll have this all done. As a matter of fact, I'll spend an hour or two in here trying to straighten up this stuff. God bless you. Love you guys. If I miss you a couple of days, it's because I have nothing in particular important to talk about. And you can continue to watch the news. If I hear something, I may come on and say something this week, but it may be a slow week. I'm going to try to write more. I think I'll put some things up on the website that I want you to read, some of the old work that I had up there. That's what I'll do. We need to read more. At least I do. Hey, listen, God bless. Thank you, and whatever you do, you know the drill. Stay into the Word of God, but understand what you're reading and don't trip out.